Medjugorje Messages 2015 to 2019. Now, as never before, Satan wants to suffocate man and his soul by his contagious wind of hatred and unrest. In many hearts there is no joy because there is no God or prayer. Hatred and war are growing from day to day. I am calling you, little children, begin anew with enthusiasm the walk of holiness and love. I am here, I am among you, I am looking at you and smiling at you, and I love you in the way that only a mother can. Do not waste time thinking about whether you are worthy to be my apostles. Many hearts have shut themselves to grace and have become deaf to my call. You, little children, pray and fight against temptation and all the evil plans which the devil offers you through modernism. Be strong in prayer, and with the cross in your hands, pray that evil may not use you and may not conquer in you. I have chosen you, my apostles, because all of you carry something beautiful within you. Try and see something good in every creature of God, in all of my children, and try to understand them. Your soul is restless because your spirit is weak and tired from all worldly things. Pray to the Holy Spirit that he may transform you and fill you with his strength of faith and hope, so that you may be firm in this battle against evil. Open your hearts and try to feel how much I love you and how much I desire for you to love my son. I desire for you to come to know him all the better, because it is impossible to know him and not to love him. I, my children, know you. I know your pain and your suffering because I lived through them. I laugh with you in your joy and I cry with you in your pain. I will never leave you. I will always speak to you with motherly tenderness. Pray to be able to see my son in your shepherds. The world is in a moment of trial because it forgot and abandoned God. The Heavenly Father is listening to your prayers. In the eyes of God, you are unrepeatable and irreplaceable. Peace is in danger, little children. Pray and be carriers of peace and hope in this restless world where Satan is attacking and tempting in every way. May the words of my son and his love be the first and last thoughts of your day. You are free to decide for God or against him. Satan wants to pull you into sin and slavery. You love little and pray even less. You are lost and do not know what your goal is. Take the cross, look at Jesus, and follow him. He gives himself to you to the death on the cross because he loves you. I am calling you, return to prayer with the heart so as to find hope and the meaning of your existence. Leave vanity and selfishness. Do not live only for what is earthly and material. Do not have hearts that are hard and closed and filled with fear. Trust in God. I know that this is difficult for you because you see more and more darkness around you. Do not be afraid. You're not alone. My Immaculate Heart bleeds as I look at you in sin and sinful habits. I am calling you. Return to God and to prayer that it may be good for you on earth. Little children, life is short. You make good use of this time and do what is good. I invite you, my children, to observe well the signs of the times. Be apostles of the revelation. Satan is strong and wants to put disorder and unrest in your hearts and thoughts. It is easy to find my son if you are ready to sacrifice and do penance, if you have patience, mercy, and love for your neighbors. Many of my children do not see and do not hear because they do not want to. They do not accept my words and my works. Pray for your church, love it, and do works of love. No matter how betrayed or wounded, it is here because it comes from the Heavenly Father. Give thanks to God with me for the gift of me being with you. Pray and live God's commandments that it may be good for you on earth. Jesus is sending me among you so that with a motherly love I may grant you safety. When one of you, my children, returns to him, my motherly heart leaps with joy. Therefore, my children, return to the Eucharist, to my son. The way to my son is difficult, full of renunciations, but at the end, there is always the light. I understand your pains and sufferings, and with motherly love, I wipe your tears. You, my children, you should be concerned only for your soul, because it is the only thing on earth that belongs to you. You will bring it dirty or clean before the Heavenly Father. Remember, faith in the love of my son will always be rewarded. I am looking at you and I see you lost, and you do not have prayer or joy in your heart. Return to prayer, little children, and put God in the first place and not man. Do not lose hope. which I am carrying to you. My son, when he was little, often said to me that there will be many who will love me and call me mother. Among you, I feel love. Thank you. Little children, you are too bound to the earth and earthly things. Therefore, Satan is rolling you like the wind rolls the waves of the sea. In your earthly life, be led by my example. My life was pain, silence, and immeasurable faith and trust in the Heavenly Father. Nothing is by chance, neither pain nor joy, nor suffering nor love. All of these are graces which my Son grants to you and which lead you to eternal life. Return to fasting and confession so as to overcome the evil in you and around you. In this time of grace, God has permitted me to lead you toward holiness and a simple life. Follow my Son's light. This is not easy. You must be little. You must make yourself smaller than others, with the help of faith to be filled with His love. My children, do not waste time posing questions to which you never receive an answer. At the end of your journey on earth, the Heavenly Father will give them to you. Of you, my apostles, I am asking for you roses of prayer, which need to be acts of love. Satan is strong and wants to turn all of you against God and to return you to everything that is human and to destroy in the heart all feelings toward God and the things of God. Pray and fight against materialism, modernism, and egoism, which the world offers to you. Decide for holiness, and I, with my Son Jesus, will intercede for you. You who are praying and sacrificing, you are hope in this peaceless world. He who is with those who think of Him, those who pray, my Son is with you. He is with those who think of Him, those who pray. Sorry. I am calling you to pray, sacrificing yourselves. I am praying to my Son for you, for your faith, which is all the more diminishing in your hearts. My children, you must be better. My children, be ready. This time is a turning point. That was June 2017. I am covering you with my mantle because as a mother I desire to protect you. I am imploring you to pray for the whole world. My heart is suffering. Sins are multiplying. They are too numerous. But with the help of those of you who are humble, modest, filled with love, hidden and holy, my heart will triumph. Never forget that each of your brothers within themselves carries something precious, the soul. Little children, be faithful and determined in conversion and work on yourselves so that for you holiness of life may be truth. And encourage each other in the good through prayer, so that your life on earth may be more pleasant. Do not permit yourselves to be discouraged, because much prayer and sacrifice are necessary for those who do not pray, do not love, and do not know my Son. When my Son comes to earth anew, He will look for love in your hearts. Love my Son. To love my Son means to forgive. My Son is not loved if the neighbor cannot be forgiven. My children, of what use is your prayer if you do not love and forgive? Do not forget, little children, that Satan is strong and wants to draw you away from prayer. Do not give up on prayer. Many souls are in sin because there are not those who sacrifice themselves and pray for their conversion. Care for your soul because it alone is what truly belongs to you. You are forgetting the importance of family. A family does not need to be a place of suffering and pain, but a place of understanding and tenderness. While he was still little, my Son would say to me that all people are his brothers. Therefore, remember that all people whom you meet are family to you. Children, do not waste time thinking about the future, worrying. May your only concern be how to live well every moment according to my Son. And there it is, peace for you. You all have problems, afflictions, sufferings, and lack of peace. May saints be models to you and an encouragement for holiness. My Son accepted your sins upon himself and obtained redemption for you, and in return he asked that you love each other. If you, my children, would live the love of my Son, his kingdom would already be on earth. Without God, you do not have a future or eternal life. If you think that you are good, you are not humble, and arrogance distances you from holiness. In this peaceless world full of threats, your hands, apostles of my love, should be extended at prayer and mercy. And to me, my children, give the gift of the rosary, the roses which I love so much. My roses are your prayers, pronounced with the heart and not only recited with the lips. When my Son was little, he said to me that my children would bring me numerous, that my children would be numerous, and they would bring me many roses. Pray for those who do not know how to love, for those who do not love you, for those who have done evil to you, for those who have not come to know the love of my Son. 2017 Annual Apparition to Yaakov. Ask the Lord for the gift of faith. To believe means to surrender your life into God's hands, the hands of the Lord who created you and who loves you immeasurably. When love is beginning to disappear on the earth, when the way of salvation is not being found, I, your mother, am coming to help you come to know true faith. Suffering makes you grow in spirit. Carry priests in your heart and pray for them. The way which leads to my son is not easy. It is full of renunciation, giving, sacrifice, forgiveness, and much, much love. But this way leads to peace and happiness. The world and worldly temptations are testing you. Pain without faith leads to despair. Pain lived and offered to God raises up. Have hope. Pray much for the church and her servants, your shepherds. Know that not a single creature who belongs to God will be lost, but will live forever. Your battle is difficult. It will be even more difficult. But you follow my example. Pray for the strength of faith. Trust in the love of the Heavenly Father. Be proud that you are baptized and grateful in your heart that you are part of God's plan. Pray, little children, and do not lose hope. Make yourselves little. Open your pure hearts to my son so that he can work through you. But do not forget that the Eucharist is the heart of faith. This is my son who feeds you his body and strengthens you with his blood. He is giving you love so that you may spread it to all those around you. As I am looking at you gathered around me, my heart is sad because I see so little brotherly love, merciful love. Pray to God and trust in him because he is your refuge from every evil that lurks and carries souls far away from grace and joy to which you are all called. Little children, live heaven here on earth so that it will be good for you. By your life, keep putting good feelings in the hearts of the people whom you meet, feelings of peace, goodness, love, and forgiveness. In all moments of the day, raise your soul to him and I will gather your prayers as flowers that are most beautiful garden and give them as a gift to my son. Be true apostles of my love. Spread the love of my son to everyone. Be gardens of the most beautiful flowers. I am calling you. It is not too late. Decide for holiness and life with God, in grace and in peace. God will bless you and give you a hundredfold if you trust in him. I am calling you to be courageous and to not grow weary, because even the smallest good, the smallest sign of love, conquers evil, which is all the more visible. My children, listen to me, so that good may overcome, so you may come to know the love of my son. Listen to me, have courage, and do not grow weary. This is a time of grace, a time and a call to conversion for you and for the future generations. My motherly heart suffers as I'm looking at my children who do not love the truth. You strive to look to the very depths in human hearts, and there you are certain to find the little hidden treasure. To seek the good, even where there is the greatest evil, to strive to comprehend each other and not to judge. I am with you, little children, and encourage you not to give up from what is good, because the fruits are seen and heard from afar. Therefore, the enemy is angry and uses everything to lead you away from prayer. 2018 Annual Apparition to Yaakov. God loves you immeasurably, and therefore, little children, full of trust and without looking back and without fear, completely surrender your hearts to him, so that God may fill them with his love. Do not be afraid to believe in his love and mercy, because his love is stronger than every one of your weaknesses and fears. My children, you are not united by chance. The Heavenly Father does not unite anyone by chance. As a mother, I am saying to you, set out with me, love one another. Do not be afraid, with your example, to defend the truth. I am still with you because God permitted me out of love for you. 2019 Annual Apparition to Mariana. Accept God, and then the moments of pain and suffering will become moments of tenderness. Accept him, and you will have peace in your soul, and you will spread it to those around you. Wars are reigning in hearts and nations because you do not have peace, and you do not see, little children, a brother in your neighbor. Therefore, return to God and to prayer. This is a time of grace, a time of mercy for each of you. Little children, do not permit that the winds of hatred and peacelessness rule in you and around you. You, little children, are called to be love and prayer. The devil wants peacelessness and disorder, but you, little children, be the joy of the risen Jesus who died and resurrected for each of you. Little children, you are all called to pray with all your heart for the plan of salvation to be realized for you and through you. Be aware, little children, that life is short and eternal life waits for you according to your merit. Therefore, pray, 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 and be worthy instruments in God's hands. My children, as a mother, I am telling you, you cannot go on the way of faith and follow my son without your shepherds. Pray that they may have the strength and the love to lead you. Great is the love of my son. If you were to come to know the greatness of his love, you would never cease to adore and thank him. He is always alive with you in the Eucharist, because the Eucharist is his heart. Let the Eucharist be the place where you will feed your souls and afterward will spread love and truth. Pray, work, and witness with love for the kingdom of heaven, that it may be good for you here on earth. The world is in such need of your prayers for souls to be converted. My children, as a mother, I am telling you that it is high time for you to kneel before my son, to acknowledge him as your God, the center of your life. Everything that is best for you, everything that leads you to eternal life, will be given to you. The Heavenly Father always listens to his children. My children, read the book of the Gospel. Without God, you do not have peace. Therefore, little children, pray for peace in your hearts and families so that Jesus can be born in you and give you his love and blessing. The world is at war because hearts are full of hatred and jealousy. Your heart yearns for peace, of which there is less and less on earth. Therefore, people are far from God and souls are sick and headed towards spiritual death. 2019 Annual Apparition to Yakov. Oftentimes, darkness, pain, and crosses overwhelm your hearts. Do not waver in faith and ask why, because you think that you are alone and abandoned. Instead, open your hearts, pray, and firmly believe, and then your heart will feel God's nearness and that God never abandons you, that he is beside you at every moment. Through prayer and faith, God will answer your every why and transform your every pain, darkness, and cross into light.